Introducing your hosts with wit beyond measure, Michael, loyal and just, Haley, ambitious and cunning, Shelby, daring and chivalrous, Savannah. Welcome to Hold My Butterbeer, a podcast about all things Wizarding World canon.
Hello, and welcome to A Shot of Butterbeer, a new series of many episodes from the hosts of Hold My Butterbeer. This is Michael, one of your hosts, and I wanted to introduce this new modality of episodes that we're going to be putting out from time to time. We talk about a lot of Harry Potter canon on the podcast, and that canon comes from a lot of different sources. We've got the books, we've got the companion books, and we have the vast amount of writing that Joe has put out online over the years. And so we've done our very best to accumulate as much of that so that we can talk about it on the podcast. And so we wanted the opportunity to share that with our listeners as they want. So we thought we'd start putting out some of these little mini episodes from time to time. Sharing some of this kind of, I call it third level canon, but this would be a lot of different stuff from a lot of different places. We've also been really, really excited that some of our listeners have started emailing us and interacting with us on social media. And so some of those emails and messages have been really insightful, and we want to encourage that. And we want to have the opportunity to share some of those thoughts on here. Maybe they don't merit an entire episode, but I think they'd still merit a conversation. So from time to time, we're going to be putting out these mini episodes for y'all to enjoy, to share our thoughts, and to share these additional sources of canon. So today, I thought that I'd start things off by reading a story from The Wonder Book of Spells. The Wonder Book of Spells was a video game that came out for the PlayStation 3. It had a lot of components. You had to have a PlayStation 3, an eye camera, a Move controller, and then the Wonder Book peripheral item itself, and then to play through the game. So I don't think it was a very good seller. However, J.K. Rowling did write all of the information that was included in the game. So this would all be considered third level canon in my system, but other people might consider it just Joe wrote it, so it's canon. And so we thought we'd go through some of these. You can find transcripts of the game as well as walkthroughs on the internet, but we're going to share it with our listeners here today. And so I'm going to start now with the levitation charm. So each of the spells that were in the Wonder Book game have a little story at the end about how they were invented or how they were used creatively in the past. So let's dive in. The levitation charm is one of the first spells learnt by any young witch or wizard. With the charm, a witch or wizard can make things fly with a flick of a wand. The charm is an excellent test of your magical skills, wand control, and above all, patience. The levitation charm was invented in 1544 by warlock Jarlath Hobart, who mistakenly believed that he had at last succeeded in doing what wizard kind had so far failed to do, and learnt to fly. Hobart invited a large crowd of wizards, including the chief warlock of the Wizengenmont, to witness his maiden flight. On the 16th July 1544, Hobart climbed onto the roof of a local church and, after several speeches and a rousing performance of the national anthem, leapt into midair. At first, Hobart appeared to have succeeded. He hung in midair for nearly 3 minutes, until the crowd grew impatient to see him move somewhere. In response to their catcalls, Hobart began to perform rigorous swimming motions, which had no effect. Mistakenly believing that he was being hampered by his heavy boots and robes, he took them off and tossed them away. Upon removal of these items, Hobart dropped 10 feet, and it became painfully clear to those watching from below that, far from weighing him down, they had been helping to keep him airborne. Infuriated by the increasing laughter of the onlookers, Hobart continued to strip until finally, on removal of his underpants, he plummeted to the earth completely naked, breaking 16 bones and earning himself a fine for what the chief warlock described as outrageous silliness. Humiliated, Hobart returned home and continued his work. He eventually realized that he had invented a spell that would lift objects into the air and could cause them to hover for various lengths of time, depending on their weight and the skill of the spellcaster. Small animals and even children might be levitated, but once airborne, they had no control over their direction of movement. Hobart consequently made a second announcement, and another even larger crowd assembled to watch his new demonstration, hoping for another hearty laugh at his expense. The new demonstration was initially much more successful than the first. Hobart showed the onlookers how he could lift a variety of objects from small rocks all the way up to fallen trees. Unfortunately, the cheers of the crowd went to Hobart's head, and he decided for a finale to levitate the chief's hat. It was only then that he, and indeed the crowd, realized that the chief wore a wig. Hobart only survived the resulting duel by levitating the chief's robes over his head and running for it. And that's the story of how the levitation charm was invented, which again you can find in Wonder Book of Spells if you wanted to go back and play that. So thanks for listening. Let us know if there's anything else you'd like to hear from this new segment. We like to keep A Shot of Butterbeer going from time to time as available. Please feel free to reach out to us by email at holdmybutterbeerpod@gmail.com, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at holdmybutterbeerpod and on Facebook at holdmybutterbeerpodcast. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Next time.